This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 160. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your other host, Breezy.
And look, we're together.
High five.
We're in the same room recording an episode for you.
Same couch.
We've never done this.
No, ever. Even when you lived in LA.
Even when I lived, it was the pandemic.
Yeah.
2020.
Mm-hmm. March. March 18th, 2020.
And it was like, we're not driving an hour and a half in traffic to record an episode together.
No, but I just drove an hour and a half with very little traffic to record an episode together. So that's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No. Well, it does, because traffic sucks.
In Los Angeles, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are in Las Vegas.
We are.
Caesar's Palace. In my hotel room. Mm-hmm. Sweet. They had a nice couch. We rearranged the whole room.
Yeah, we did.
Just to make this happen.
But we didn't break a sweat.
No.
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I have a full face of stage makeup on. If you're watching the video, that's because I was just on a stage talking to people working. And that's why I'm here. And we get to hang out together.
Yeah. And that's it.
And that's it. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. We're going to go take pictures.
We are going to take some pictures.
I found the perfect spot, I think, actually. Oh,
inside, outside?
Outside.
Oh.
I think we dabble in the outside area.
And we're just going to do like selfies?
No, we're going to ask somebody.
Oh, okay.
I'll pay them. We'll just be like, we'll give you like $5 or we'll buy you a drink.
Oh, yeah.
If you will follow us around and take new marketing photos of us. Because we need them. It's mm-hmm. been 3 years.
3 years.
Gotta update the cover photo, mm-hmm. website.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go place bets.
Yes. And then after that, we're going to go get something to eat.
Yes.
Because we haven't ever had a meal together.
No, we haven't.
Mm-mm. We haven't.
We have not had a meal together.
No.
Even when we did our last photo shoot, it was pandemic. Mm-hmm. I had just got Ringo.
Yep.
I was like my first time being away from him.
Yeah, it was.
And I was like, I have to go. Mm-hmm. You know, we like took our pictures. We met Santa.
We did meet Santa.
Are we going to meet a celebrity this time?
I mean, we are in Vegas.
You never know.
Elvis is going to just come out.
Elvis is in the
building. Elvis.
I'm going to be like, it's Elvis.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
The real Elvis is here.
Santa, I know him. That was us last time. You never know what happens with me. You know, I meet all kinds of people.
This we know.
Celebrities alike, mm-hmm. wherever I go.
Yeah.
So I took it out of the last episode, the betting thing, because I wasn't sure if we were going to have time to do it. So we have to tell everybody what I meant by we're going to go place bets.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you tell them.
Okay, so she has the great idea to have the two of us, who are very terrible at predicting anything, place a bet. $5 or so,
yeah.
He said.
If they'll let us place a $5 bet. We'll find out.
We'll find out on who's going to win the Stanley Cup this year.
Yep.
Did you do any research?
Nope. Mm? I did no research.
Me neither.
I thought about it last night before I went to sleep.
I did too, actually. And on the drive here, I was like, who am I going to put down? I was like going through the teams and I was like, do I just be ridiculous?
I don't know.
Like with the real, like,
yeah,
who I think has a real shot, but like be like ridiculous about it, or
I think I know who I'm gonna bet.
What if we do the same one? We can't.
No, we can't. We'll have to change. Okay, yeah. So I'll tell you who I'm gonna place my hopefully $5 bet on.
Okay.
I'm going with Vegas. Going with the Golden Knights to repeat. It's probably not gonna happen, and I know you hate Vegas. You're not even like looking at me because you're so mad that I said that. But that's who I'm picking.
Okay.
I was going to go that or Boston. And then I was thinking, well, maybe Florida, the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I would never place a bet on the Toronto Maple Leafs or the Edmonton Oilers for very obvious reasons. Who are you picking?
I think I might do the Devils.
Oh. Because of Toffoli?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Something ridiculous.
Okay. I like this.
Timo Meier, Tyler Toffoli, Jack Hughes. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty good shot there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You heard it here, folks. 2024 Stanley Cup championship bets. I can't wait to see what the odds are.
I know. Probably really bad. I'm probably like that 1% because it ends up being like, that. Oh, crap. I forgot to do my fantasy yesterday. Damn it.
Do we need to pause?
No, we're fine.
Is it okay? Could we do it after?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fantasy football league that she plays in that does not have any money involved.
Fantasy hockey league. No money
hockey
involved. But yes, you said football.
I thought you did football.
No. What? I know nothing about football.
I thought Joe you Burrow. Did a football league.
No, I just like Joe Burrow.
Okay, this whole time I thought you were doing fantasy football.
No, it's fantasy hockey. I got a good team, actually.
Who's on the team? Oh, look at Mady on her phone. Look, we both have.
Where's the camera? There's Mate. Black and gray photo.
I can't get my notification to turn off, but it's Ringo in the snow in black and white.
Oh my gosh.
See, we do have a lot of things in common.
Yeah.
I can't get this thing to go away. Oh, I got it to go away. Ringo. I miss him so much. I'm kind of wish you could have brought Mate. Like, I just need a little dog love.
I thought about it, and then I was like, well, when do you go home? And I was like, maybe I should just bring you back to my house with me tonight. You can, like, come stay at the house. And then I was like,
that's a lot of driving.
I mean, it's not that bad.
You would have had to get up at 3 a.m. to drive me to the airport.
I mean,
that's early.
I would do it for you.
I appreciate you. I would never ask you to do that. Because I probably wouldn't want to do that for you. Or like anybody. Wow. I don't even want to do it for myself, Breezy.
Wow.
I mean, if I had to, I would do it.
Okay.
Of course.
So note to self, when I come visit you, make sure I get a later in the day flight so you'll actually take me to the airport.
I would take you to the airport. Okay, let me see let's read Breezy's fantasy team.
That's all you.
Sidney Crosby, Tim Stützle, Chris Kreider, Max Domi, Nikita Kucherov, William Nylander, Roman Josi. Who's Jay Falk?
Justin
Falk?
Mm-hmm.
Brady Ski?
Brady Shea.
Shea, I can't say his last name. Alexander Barkov?
Mark Scheifele. Alex Konecny?
Why does it say T. Konecny?
Oh, sorry, Travis. I don't know why I said Alex. Know. Why did I say Alex?
Brandon Byram?
Bo
Byram and Brandon Montour.
There you go.
Yusei Saros? Who's A. Schmidt? Who's the goalie for the Devils? Akira Schmidt. Is that their backup?
I don't know. And Darcy Kemper.
I'm actually really impressed I knew most of their first names.
Good. I was impressed. That's why I was wanting you to read them to see how many you
knew. I did really good. That's much better than half the time when I... See, it's the faces that I have a hard time with.
Okay.
It's like if I see the names, I know most of the names. But that so how are you doing in your fantasy anyway?
Well, I'm called the House of Hockey.
As you should be.
Mm.
She's going up against Sauce King 2.0.
So that's my bro, exactly. Brennan.
But why do you not have a lot of points, Breezy?
Well, you see, I kind of forgot that I had to change my roster for this last week.
That would be why she has very bad points. But didn't you win last year?
Oh, I'm number 5 right now.
Number 5? That's what? Pretty good,
though. 1-1-0. Oh, wait, that's pretty good.
That's good.
That's really good.
You got plenty of time.
We're doing head-to-head face-up. I'm fine.
You're fine.
I feel weird having my phone on a Vegas couch.
I know. Like, it's actually kind of gross that we're sitting on this couch. Because they don't clean it.
We should have put a sheet down.
Thank God we didn't put a black light on it. I'm telling you. Hotels are disgusting.
I know.
Like, even, not. I'm not bad-mouthing Caesars. I'm just saying, like, I have slippers in here to walk the floor because I do not walk barefoot on the carpet because it's never cleaned.
I never walk barefoot, even in, like, Airbnbs. I get, like, hotel slippers. Mm-hmm. Those are so comfy. Yep. You can get, like, a 10-pack on Amazon for, $25, and they're super thin, and then they, like, last, and then when
just
they're
finished,
toss them, and then you just grab a brand new one.
Yeah. I have washable ones. They're like a sock slipper.
Yeah, I see them over there.
And I got them at TJ Maxx for like $5. Oh. And they say beautiful on the top, which I didn't really buy them because they said beautiful. I just needed something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I get home, I just wash them.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Very eco-friendly of you.
I try.
Mm.
I try.
I don't.
I try when I can. I bring like the reusable water bottles, the slippers, things like that.
Gotcha.
Let's talk about last night, which was What day was yesterday? Tuesday?
Yesterday was Tuesday. I could pull the stats up on my phone. Do because it. We're winging it today.
We are. Frozen Frenzy.
Frozen Frenzy.
All 32 teams played.
So there's 16 games with a total of 102 goals. On average, there was about 6.4 goals per game, 93 unique goal scorers, and 944 shots on goal. That's a lot of shots on goal. And the first goal was scored by Morgan Riley, obviously Toronto Maple Leafs.
Mm-hmm.
The last goal at 1:45 a.m. was scored by Shea Theodore of the Vegas Golden Knights. Says a lot of lamps were lit around the league in last night's Frozen Frenzy, making it the 800th goal day in NHL history. And someone commented, it's the first comment that like just appears on like, because it has like the most likes to it, you know? It says 101 goals were scored on Jack Campbell.
God, why are people so mean to Jack Campbell?
Well, he probably because he broke up with his girlfriend via text message. I know that was a big thing.
Like Justin and Brittany?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, I really need to read the Britney book. You know.
You do need to read.
How much of a Britney fan it is. Except I'm currently reading Kenny Albert's book, A Mic for All Seasons.
Right.
So I got to power through that, Kenny, no offense. And then I got to get the Britney book.
Yeah.
Somebody read it already in a day.
In a day. That would not be me.
It's like killing me a little bit. But first of all, you don't break up with a long-term person over text.
No, you don't. You can't even break up with a normal person, like a person via text. I feel like that's so rude.
I think you can do it after a first date. Like if you're like, it was nice to meet you. I didn't really feel a connection, but like, thanks for your time. I think a text is appropriate in that scenario.
Okay, I can see that. But like, if there's like more than just that, you can't just do it.
No, you
not even via phone call either. Like you should do it face to face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should do face to face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coming from the person that doesn't even like to see people.
I'm really lucky to have her here.
Very.
I don't like to see people either.
No.
Like when I don't have to. When I'm not being paid to.
Well, it was stressful enough.
Yeah.
I called her because I'm socially awkward, first of all. And I don't like going to places that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or that I don't know where I'm going either. Because like I don't want to like look around like a lost puppy, you know?
Yeah.
So I called and I am in a sea of people and I'm like, I don't even know where I'm going. And the signs, they were pointless.
They are.
They were pointless signs. I'm like, the pool is here and here.
Mm-hmm. The conference room is here. And then it led me
to the same spot. And I was like, why did I do that? So I just went, I wanted to walk by the sushi place. I didn't even see sushi. No, that sucks.
Yeah. They're not open yet. Only a handful of the restaurants are open in the afternoon.
Where are we going to eat today?
I don't know. I'm really liking Cafe Americano.
Why'd you say it so fancy?
Because it sounds better. It's like their 24-hour cafe that has like breakfast all day.
Okay.
We could get something kind of healthy, unless you want to go to Nobu and spend $100
for a piece of sushi. No. I had Nobu in Malibu once. I don't need to do the fake Nobu in Vegas.
In Vegas, no. I mean, we could go to the Vanderpump restaurant. There's a garden here. Vanderpump Rules.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, nope, we're not going there, Ray.
Mm-mm.
Now, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We got to do our photo shoot, though.
Yeah, we do.
That was an exciting evening of hockey.
Mm-hmm, it was.
We're going to place our bets.
We will place our bets.
What else is going on around the league? What's on your mind hockey-wise?
Oh, what's on my mind? Well, I need to watch more games.
I do, too.
I feel like... So I recorded games to watch, and I was going to catch up on some...
Wait a minute. How are you recording games? Do you have a TiVo?
Yeah.
You have a TiVo?
Well, not a TiVo, like DirecTV, like you hit record.
You can still do that?
Well, apparently not, because mine didn't record.
People still do that?
People still do it all the time. I just hate watching recorded games, but like, you know, when push comes to shove, and like, I worked until 11:30 last night, and then I like came home, and the games were pretty much all over.
Right.
And like, by the time like you get home, and you decompress, and like you grab a beer, and like sit down, like... I guess I could have watched the 1:45. Who knows? I don't know the timing frame. But I was going to watch the Kings game. And then it said that it didn't record. And so then I was like, all right, fine. Preds game.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't record. Why do I pay for NHL Center Ice if they're not recording? Pisses me off. So I didn't get a chance to watch it today. Mm-hmm. Plus, I ended up going and doing something this morning before I went on my long adventure to come see Ray.
Yeah. I did not get to watch games last night either, mm-hmm. which I was kind of bummed about. Right. I mean, obviously I could have, but I mm-hmm. was here working and they had a big event last night that yeah. I had to go to and represent and say hello to people. I did mm-hmm. bust a move on the dance floor, though.
You busted a move. Can you demonstrate us?
I would, but I don't have enough space. But I did like a full on like leg kick up and over sort of like. I mean, it was like 90s themed, so it was 90s music. Okay. There are photos of it because of course the like event photographer happened to be there when I started doing that, and I'm like gonna be like that, like looking
like that.
I feel
like that should be our profile photo, is you doing that and me going.
I was like, come dance with me. People were taking videos. Yeah. There's pictures of me floating around the internet. It was pretty interesting.
That's pretty cool.
It's weird. I'm like, you're here.
You're here too.
You're in front of me.
Yeah, this is weird.
It's been so long. Yeah. It's like, it's happy weird.
Oh, that's good.
It's happy weird.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the other story I had that I've been meaning to since 5 days ago bring up on one of our podcast episodes. Jack Hughes became the fourth player in NHL history to assist on each of his brother's first two career goals.
Wow.
Joining Henrik Sedin, Doug Bentley, and Ron...
Henrik Sedin.
Henrik. Oh, I knew that. Henrik Sedin, Doug Bentley, and Ron Sutter.
Suter. Rich Suter? Ron Suter?
Or is it Rick Suter?
I think it's Suter because Sutter would just be one T. Because you think of Ryan Sutter. Suter.
Hmm? One of those people. I thought that was a pretty cool fact.
That is a pretty cool fact.
To be able to assist on both of your brother's goals.
Yeah.
First goals.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's odd. Like,
yeah,
the odds of that are as
pretty slim.
Wild as me meeting Eddie Olczyk the other night.
Yes.
And John Forslund. And Kenny Albert. Did I mention that happened? I'm still in shock a little bit from that.
We're probably going to meet Elvis today.
We're going to meet Elvis today.
No, I really don't want to. Those guys kind of freak me out. I don't like meeting people on the strip.
Oh.
Or like the can girl. Like, who are those? The little flamingo girls? Those are weird. I saw them.
The showgirls.
I saw them on the street corner today when I was mm-hmm. trying to like pull into the parking lot. And I was like, oh God, don't make eye contact.
No.
No eye contact.
No.
Nope.
All right. Any other thoughts?
I don't think so. Do you have thoughts?
No.
Questions?
I think
concerns?
I think we've covered everything.
Anything you want to ask me in person? I have nothing to ask you. We didn't do our hunk of the week.
Hunk of the week.
Yeah. I'm going to go Dylan Larkin.
Why?
Because I like this picture of him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Happily married now.
But you thought his wedding was going to be... Where's the camera? There you go.
Yeah.
That's a great photo of him.
I got it. Barclay Goodrow.
Oh, Goodrow. He played for the Sharks. And then I was like, whoa, mm-hmm. we kind of have the same last name.
Yes, you do.
Kind of.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like
it. Can I say your last name?
You can.
Berdrow.
You said it right. That's a good one. Not a lot of people say it right.
How do you say my last name?
Kopchak?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm yeah. good at that.
Watching Barclay, like, skating on the ice, mm-hmm. he's more handsome in person. He's got...
Yes.
He's got, like, some charisma and mm-hmm. a little of sparkle in his eye. Mm-hmm.
And a little smirk.
Yes.
That kind of just gets you. The smirk.
I was like,
you're like, you can give me that little.
Who's that?
Smirk any day.
Who is that? Oh, Goodrow. Okay. I think I got to add you to my hunky list.
Woo.
Capo Caco. I know a lot of the Rangers.
Some of those names are so hard to pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you look at them and they're like, they're not hard to pronounce, but I just don't want to pronounce it because I feel like I'm saying it wrong.
Well, I clearly got Henrik Henrique? Henrik.
You
call what him, did I say? Henrique?
I think you called him Henrique.
Henrique.
Like Adam Henrique?
Yeah.
But
Henrik.
Henrik.
Like Henrik Lundqvist.
Right.
It's Henrik Sedin. At least I got the last name right.
You did.
The Sedin brothers. I know that. Mm-hmm. Did you get my text yesterday about the Etsy store?
Oh, I did.
Okay, provide
but
an
then
update.
I forgot to do something with that.
Okay.
But I need to do it. So our Etsy store is currently down because I suck.
No!
So I got to fix it, but it's going to come back up again. I promise.
Yeah. It was, I went to like go make a post and I clicked the link and it was like, it's broken. And I just was like, FYI, it wasn't immediate, but we did talk about it on last week's episode.
Right.
That we have a store with merch, with beanies, mm-hmm. and with the most incredible note cards that mm-hmm. we designed with funny catchphrases and puns, all hockey related.
Yeah.
So for all the hockey fans in your life, you need to order these cards. They're yeah. downloadable, but we will let you know on our social channels when they are back up and running.
Yes, ma'am.
On Etsy.
Yep.
Which Breezy, I'm sure, will do this week.
Absolutely. I have tomorrow off. And if I get home at a decent hour today.
Maybe today.
Probably today. So then none of this would even make sense because the episode comes out later.
No, but it's
or
okay.
Or next week. The episode comes out next week.
Okay. How about by the time this episode comes out,
It'll be fixed. It'll be fixed.
So you can go shopping and get your cards. Should I make like holiday cards for people?
Yeah.
Like hockey holiday cards?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think people will buy them?
Yes.
Will you buy that?
Yes, I will.
We're going to have to be the only one. We're going to be the only ones buying stuff from our store.
That's okay.
But anyway.
I support the cause.
Okay. Go do that. And join the hockey community. Join our Facebook group, please. If you're anti-Facebook, that's fine. But like, just do it for the community. We're trying to build a community of people just like you who... Mm-hmm. want to travel, who go to hockey games, who are looking for more hockey friends. We've connected our friends Chris and Alma. They are now hockey friends in real life. That's like what we want it to be.
It's we're just, hockey friends in real life.
Yeah, obviously. Here we
in
are.
In person, on the same couch.
For the first time ever.
Yeah.
On an episode. This should have been like our 200th episode.
Probably.
But, I mean,
welcome to the House of Hockey. This is episode 200.
Sure. And 300.
And 300. And probably 500 too.
We're gonna make it to 500 episodes.
We're going to make it to 1,000 episodes.
We are?
Why not?
I don't know.
That's a lot.
That means you have to keep listening. That means you have to share this with all of your hockey friends and spread the word about the House of Hockey podcast with Breezy and Ray Ray. Because mm-hmm. without you guys sharing our episodes and our content, I don't know if we'll make it to 1,000.
Probably not.
No, we'll make it to 1,000.
We're definitely going to make it to 1,000.
Goals.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
102 goals. Have a good night.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.